Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo, that announcement coming hours after the last convoy of residents left the city. Jan Egelin is a UN special advisor.
This was an operation, the largest that I know of, that took place, and I think it saved a lot of lives. And I think it is it means that the end of the battle proved to be less cruel than it could have been.
United States remain wary about the victory, especially the future of those evacuated from Aleppo. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. Spokesman John Kirby gave the U.S. State Department response.
What we've continued to try to do is work towards seeing a viable two-state solution realized. But it wasn't. So in that regard, I think we were interested to see how the debate and discussion would unfold. And I think I'd leave it at that.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are urging the Obama administration to veto the resolution. Christmas market in Berlin, where 12 people were killed earlier in the week by a man driving a large truck, has reopened. With a heavy police presence, concrete barriers installed around its edges, authorities are engaged in the manhunt across Europe in search of a 24-year-old Tunisian man. Officials say the alleged truck driver, Anis Amri, is a rejected asylum seeker. This is VOA News. Police in Australia say several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne on Christmas Day have been arrested. Victoria Police Commissioner Graham Ashton said the five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by Islamic State propaganda. He added they had planned to attack high-profile locations in Australia's second-largest city, including a train station, the Federation Square, and St. Paul's Cathedral. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's staff has moved to clarify a statement made by Mr. Trump about bolstering America's nuclear capabilities. He tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such a time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller said Mr. Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. Cameron Munter, former U.S. ambassador, now chief executive of the East-West Institute, spoke with VOA about the Trump tweet.
On the surface of it, it does seem to run counter to the stated goals of every American leader since the end of the Cold War, to say that while we don't abandon traditional nuclear doctrine, that is, we're not getting rid yet of nuclear forces, that the goal and the method is to have as few nuclear weapons, especially strategic nuclear weapons, as possible. So on the surface of it, it would sound that that's counter to that.
President-elect Trump issued the comments on Twitter at about the time that Russian President Vladimir Putin, that is, told his defense team that Russia needs to strengthen the military potential of its nuclear forces. China has reported at least 7 new cases this month of bird flu, including 2 deaths, as authorities seek to guard against an outbreak. State media reported 5 cases of the strain of bird flu known as H7N9. A major bird flu outbreak in this strain first struck China in March of 2013, killing more than 40 people, devastating the poultry industry. A new study says that heavy usage of social media can lead to depression. Writing in the journal Computers and Human Behavior, researchers from the University of Pittsburgh here in the United States say the use of multiple platforms is associated with depression and anxiety among young adults. Researchers say they are not sure why heavy use of social media drives depression and anxiety. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.